It's the Madman DVD review with Maria Walls.
Hello there, Maria. How are you, Dr. Maria Walls? Lovely to have you in the studio. Is it time to talk about DVDs? Yes, it is.
Thank you. Yes, it is. This film doesn't have any saxophone. It's called Tony Erdmann. It's a German film.
You sure it doesn't have any saxophone?
I'm pretty sure.
A German film with no saxophone?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, some saxophone might help. This film has rave reviews.
I'll just shift my fishing boat. Hang on a second.
Just overboard.
Go for a keel haul.
Got a lot of winches and pulleys in the studio this morning.
That'd be cool if we did.
Would be.
Shut up, Mike. So what was the movie called again? The DVD this morning?
It's called Tony Erdmann. Tony, as in...
The name Tony?
The name, but spelt like the female way, but it's actually a male character.
It's the female way with an I, is it?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
Unless, of course, you're German, obviously. It's received rave reviews, this film. It's won quite a few awards and things, and it's also received some flack, and I'm going to add to that. It's almost 3 hours long,
okay.
And quite frankly...
Oh, Lord!
And it made me think about, you know, the longest films in the world.
Oh, my God.
Longest? There's one by Anders Weberg or Weberg called Ambience, which is 720 hours long.
Oh, good.
Yep.
That's quite long.
$1.20 to whoever sits through that.
$1.20.
New Zealand. $1.20 in New Zealand.
Yeah. That translates quite well in some currencies. This film is a setup. There's a retired music teacher. His daughter's gone off to the city, to Budapest in Romania, and she's trying to make her way as an executive doing oil deals, and it's all very serious. And
this is Tony Erdmann. We're back on that one now.
Well,
this is
Tony Erdmann. Yeah, this is the daughter.
Okay.
And the character... There are two main characters, the old father and the daughter. And the old father is a joker. He's playing dad jokes all the time. And he's trying to connect with his very, very serious daughter. And she's off in the city. His dog dies. He's terribly sad about it. He goes to the city unexpectedly and arrives at her workplace, upsetting her. He's really embarrassing.
Okay.
He puts in fake teeth and he dresses up as this
I might
this
need to
coach.
Leave. I actually need to leave the room.
Yeah.
Because it sounds a wee bit like my fathering.
Is that right?
I've got four pairs of fake teeth.
Have you?
I've got four pairs of these Billy Bob teeth. Have you seen those?
Oh, they're not actually entirely dissimilar.
I've got some pretty shitty dad jokes as well.
Well,
my son's only one. He doesn't know. he's old enough to complain about it, then he can complain. Yeah, but at the moment, he gets the horse head, the bubble wand, the keyboard, and the drums. That's what we did after the show yesterday.
That's great.
But I'll show you the video. Anywho.
But at least he's one. He's not like, you know, 25 and trying to crack an oil deal with, you know,
true.
Parts of Eastern Europe.
There is a time and a place for Billy Bob teeth, and that's not.
Yeah.
No business meeting, to be honest.
Or is it? Is this
maybe
what the film explores?
Yeah.
Okay.
The actual premise of the film is fine. It's just that it's very, like, it's long cuts, long edits. You know, the cinematography is boring. you could make almost kind of some stereotypes about a certain culture trying to make jokes.
Not Europeans, funny. You mean?
Yeah. Anyway, this film.
Rob's European.
No, that's totally different.
He's Brexiting.
Right
there. I'm English, I'm not European.
That's true.
Racist,
with the vote
racist,
now.
Racist.
With the vote now, you might be right.
I would have voted against it. I would have stayed.
So there is a kind of an odd German sensibility in the middle of the film where the daughter effectively cracks under her father's pressure of, you know, constantly being such a buffoon in front of these very serious characters. And she has a birthday party. She can't, for the life of her, find out, you know, the appropriate outfit. And she answers the door stark naked and announces that, lo and behold, it's a naked brunch. And that's when the film gets a little bit exciting.
Naked brunch. All aboard.
This film is actually
not
going
breakfast,
to be
not lunch, a naked brunch.
Naked brunch. What is that? A nunch?
Especially when you're naked.
I really enjoyed nunch yesterday.
Yeah.
Looking forward to our next nunch.
It happens up here all the time, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
In the BFM studios. This is going to be remade in the States, and I think it might improve it. Hopefully, some of the... It might take off
after this
maybe 90
sterling
minutes of
review
the film.
That you've given it. Why would they remake it?
Well, the setup is actually not bad. You know, the father's trying to extend care for his daughter, and he's doing it in a dad kind of way, and it's sort of... It's a bit grating for her, and he's trying to reach out to her because he senses that she's unhappy. And eventually he breaks through, and this climactic moment of the nunch is probably something that could be played out quite well, except I think that the filmmaking could be greatly improved. I believe that Jack Nicholson has been wandering around this in the States.
He's going to be silly dad, yeah?
Yeah, he's going to be silly dad, and I think it's still under speculation as to who's going to be the, the...
Who's going to be silly dad?
Uptight daughter.
Jack Nicholson.
Have you heard of him?
Yeah. Did you see him when he hit on who's that, the actress... she's the blue girl in the Avengers. Name escapes me at the moment.
Oh. Halle Berry?
No, she's not the blue girl in the Avengers. She's in Winter's Bone. She's in the lead actress in Winter's Bone, and then
pass.
Come on, team.
Marvel.
Beautiful young actress. Yeah.
Actor.
Sorry. Sorry, Sarah. Sorry. I'll give myself a
neutral. Fair
enough. Fickle. She's in. Doesn't matter. But anyway, Jack. She's a young actress, and she just won an Oscar. She tripped over a gown walking up the stairs.
Is it? Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes, Jennifer. Jennifer Lawrence. Great, a great actor. A great actor, I believe. But she's getting interviewed sort of backstage at the Oscars, and Jack Nicholson just cruises by and hits on her. Look it up on YouTube. It's really funny. And then she sort of cruises away, and then she's going, "Oh my god!" To the host, to the person that's interviewed, she's going, "Oh my god, that's really weird, eh?" Wow. And then he just comes back again. He cruises back like a boat just cruising past, and he goes, "Don't forget I'm here." Looking over his glasses, it's like, "Take a seat, man."
Do you know that Jack Nicholson was born in 1937?
This is the thing. Lord. It's
he's
quite 80. Apparent when
he's
you see
80.
That. Yeah, but he's got game.
Whoa.
He's got confidence, is what I'm saying.
So that Warren Beatty, Jack Nicholson, Harrison Ford thing. They still think they're a certain age, and good on them, but just maybe take a seat.
It's going to happen. That's going to happen when you have to be asked to play Han Solo, Dapper Han Solo again, you know. But
that's true.
He looks like he's about to fall to pieces, Harrison Ford, doesn't he? Come on.
He does. Well, I mean, you know, Jack Nicholson at least will play Tony Erdman quite appropriately if he's sort of falling apart, you know, and looking a bit haggard.
Yeah, but he's been doing that since
he is. Since actually, that's the point.
Right, it was quite lauded. I think it was nominated for Best International Film in the Academy Awards, and it was one of the showpieces of last year's film festival.
It was.
We'll be talking about later.
Yes, it's certainly up and coming, isn't it? It had quite a lot of good feedback at Cannes, but I do think that perhaps it's very tainted or swayed towards a Eurocentric audience. The jokes are very German, and I just didn't really find them. The delivery of them was just very stilted and kind of serious.
Quite dry.
Perhaps you need to start thinking about yourself and just listen
dusty.
To the jokes.
Almost dusty. Dusty jokes.
Yes. Particular like particles floating through the air. Dry.
Okay. All right. Yeah. thank you to the texter who texted in Jennifer Lawrence too, which I believe it's a 95 BFM staff member. Well, look at that number. Okay. Now, Maria, this DVD is available now.
It is, yeah.
Tony Erdman and subtitles, I'm imagining.
Yes. Almost 3 hours of them.
I love it. I want to put subtitles on all of our old TV shows we did because we just slurred and mumbled so badly that I just... Watching one yesterday, just going, "What are we blithering on about there?" Good job, though. New Zealand's best blithering, I think. Anyway, so Tony Urban's available now?
It is, yes.
From the stores. Thank you, Dr. Maria Walls. Thanks for coming in for the Madman DVD review.
Hey, well,
that
you
was
guys
the Madman DVD review.